What up, what up? Welcome in once again. It is your co-host G and Smoke DOG coming at you with another episode of the Rich Dream Show. Pause for applause. Yes, we appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you. No, thank you. Brought to you in partnership by the Now Legacy Network. Make sure you join the Now Legacy Network, man. Make sure you're tuning in for all the updates, all the different shows, podcasts, different metaverse intel, everything they got going over at the Now Legacy Network. And make sure you're tuning in on their Facebook every Friday at 7 p.m. You can catch us live streaming on that thing so you can see these beautiful chocolate mugs on your screen for a little bit. You understand?
There you go.
That's it. That's it.
Talk to them.
I'm trying to tell them, man.
Put them on game.
Of course, want to give a shout out as well to our other sponsor, the Rich Dreams Apparel brand. Make sure you head over to Etsy.com/shop/RichDreams.
No, man, it's the, you know what I'm saying? It's the new logo, you know what I'm saying? Love chest. You know what I'm saying? I could let the cat hop.
Okay. What is that?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, that's a little bit of the back. I ain't going to give you too much. You got to go buy it to see the rest.
Hold him down. Yeah, hold him down there. Yeah, man. Nah, but them joints is hot, man.
Appreciate it.
So definitely make sure y'all
the shorts are selling pretty fast. We got a pop-up. You know, as we've been talking about the last how many ever weeks, you know, we've been mentioning it, which we'll mention again today. yeah, man. So we got that. That's June 29th. I'm gonna definitely have to put in a new order for more shorts.
Oh wow!
And also on the shirts, we having a couple of shirts that had like a little bit of dye on them. So I may be holding off on the shirts for a minute, you know, unless it's a shirt that's good, but I have to check them all just to make sure, you know, I'm trying to get y'all the best product we can. So I don't want it to be flawed. If I can see the flaw, then I'm going to try and fix it. So we may have to put another order in, you know, for more shirts that's spot free.
Right.
But yeah, man. So, but other than that, people loving it. I'm getting great feedback. They loving the shirts. They loving the shorts. The shorts are actually they fitting how they supposed to versus the last one. You know, the windbreakers that we did and what was that 2022?
Yeah.
So these are fitting much better. So
signature on the end. Yeah.
I'm excited, man. I think we did some great work this time. So
that's all right. Yeah,
I'm excited about it.
Good deal, bro. That's what we want, man. Keep progressing. Keep going up, man. So we appreciate y'all for the continued support. Like I said, the link is right there below. Make sure you're tapping in with us. Yeah, man. Definitely have to give me a pad of shouts.
I got to send you a shirt. And I got you a shirt and some shorts, I believe. I got to send that to you. It'll be this week sometime.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, man. Hopefully you took the time out this week to love on your mama. You know, make sure
and mother
taken care of. Especially, mother. Yeah, man. All the mother figures that you have in your life. Yep. You know, it was their day, which every day should kind of be their day because they do so much for us, man. If you somebody that got a mama or an auntie, big sister, anybody, really. Women be doing their part, man. They be trying to take care and be take cares of everybody. So definitely show that love. And we want to show some love. Our last topic for this week, strong black women. Man, it's a phrase that get thrown around oftentimes. Sometimes not necessarily in the most flattering of lights.
Right.
But it's definitely appreciated for sure in my eyes, because I don't know where I'd be without them. I mean, just starting off, I was raised as from a youngin' from by my grandma. So, I mean, just thinking about how I'd be feeling these days at 31, I could just imagine having a young 2-year-old little baby that I'm taking care of, and I'm all, you know, 50 plus.
Right. Yeah, that's crazy. Did that,
handled that up. And me along with some of my other cousins, they would be over there. And, you know, never seemed like she was missing a beat. Always was cooking for us, always had the house clean.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever we needed, she was there for us. If we needed to show up at school, whatever. So yeah, that's just one example I got, man. Really give major shouts out to grandma, man.
I think like when you have a situation like that, though, fool, like when it's like because you know, not every parent, not every grandmother, not every aunt is like that aunt or grandma or parent that like to have everybody by their house. You know what I'm saying? Everyone is like that. My mom wasn't like that. She wasn't. All them kids ain't finna be by the house. But I had I like to shout out, for me personally, a few women that, you know, I looked at as mother figures. Ruby Ann Braxton. This is my homeboy D's mom. We was over there every weekend growing up, man. And it was a bunch of us. It wasn't just one or two of us. It was 4 or 5 of us. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like, you know, she was that lady in the neighborhood that she any kid that was a friend of her son, they was welcome to the house. They was welcome to, you know, come eat anything. You know, that's who she was. You know, and I think a lot of the times that keep you in a sense, you know, because they are good people. So in a sense, that kept you out of trouble, man. That kept you, you know, around good people. Also, you know, seeing them growing up, you know, they had a little bit. You know what I'm saying? They were, you know, they had more than my mom had. You know, he come from a 2-parent household, so that motivated me and inspired me to want more when I grew up. You know, seeing his mom and dad. You know, her, Ms. Ruby Ann Braxton. Margarita Johnson, that's my homeboy Trey mom. Also Chantel Johnson, my boy Mario mom. You know, I was these people that, you know, when I was with their sons, they didn't treat me like I was. They treated me like I was a son as well. You know, they didn't treat me like they were just, you know, that's just my son's friend. Like, nah, they made me feel like family, made me feel like a son too. So man, you know, I appreciate that, and I always revere them as mother figures to me, you know, besides my mom, my actual mom.
Nah, facts, man. Definitely have people like that as well. My neighbor across the street, this one you might not know. I call her Auntie now, Hope Harley. Definitely give a shout out to her because you mentioned that and gave me a reminder, man. Definitely was similar activity where just because, you know, me and her son was cool whenever I came home. Hey, same treatment. Whatever he got, I got. You know, even in terms of scolding, you know, if we was messing up and did and wasn't doing right, she'd yell at me just like she yelled at him.
Y'all got in trouble.
Man. That's the respect that you gotta have, man, when somebody is willing to, you know, go above and beyond like that.
They could be the parent like my mom was. Everybody, the kids ain't gonna come over my house, but I don't know if it's like that now much. I don't know. I'm not a kid, and I don't have kids around that age. You know, I don't have kids around that age to where, you know, you're spending the night over here and over there. But man, I think that was something that I think it get looked over a lot. I think it can help because you can be a kid that you know, come from a tough upbringing, like you're at home life, and you go to your homie's house and you see all of this they got. And it makes you like, okay, man, well, I can actually achieve this. Yeah. Like, it is a better side to life than just growing up in the projects or growing up in poverty or just growing up poor, you know. So I think that's needed, man. That's needed in any community, not just the Black community, but any community.
Nah, sure. Man, I think that's a saying that goes past us. You know, it takes a village. So
yeah, for sure.
Having a network of people that first can be trusted, because that's the weird thing about today. You don't never know who doing what behind closed doors, but yeah, that can be trusted, and that's gonna spread that love and treat everybody with the genuineness. And not be on some, okay, my kid's gonna be on a hierarchy and your kids, they just here type of thing.
Yeah, they just here. Yeah.
As far as just a non like family member, I can think, I hope I'm getting the first name right, Miss Paige Williams. She was like one of my first examples I think I saw of a strong Black woman for sure. She was a science teacher at NJH, Natchitoches Junior High School. Shout out to NJH, man. I was the last to be up in there, man.
Oh, well, they done brought it back since then. Oh. Yeah, they brought it back. But you know, before they stopped.
The age is showing.
They done brought it back.
No, I remember Miss Williams, man. She was the science teacher back in the Gap.
Yeah, Miss Williams.
Yeah.
She was my seventh grade science teacher. Yes.
Yeah, man. And then I saw her came up to be the principal.
Oh, really? That.
Yeah. And I was just like, man, she did that. Like, the thing was, she was like genuinely herself. She was a Black woman. Like, she had, you know, she talk to you like your AT sometimes. She give you a little attitude.
I know.
But at the same time,
listen, I got a story back from Ms. Williams' class.
Yeah.
I don't know if I told this on here or not, but remember I told you it's a couple. And this when you said she's really like, she's who she is at school, besides cursing, she really is who she is.
I imagine.
Yeah, that's the only thing. But I give you two. So one, remember when I said when I was in the seventh grade and I was going to try out, I was going to try for basketball,
yeah,
and for the team for the school. And Coach Hernandez told me, he called my name, and he was like, basically, like, you got two F's, you can't even try out. So, one of the F's was in her class,
okay.
One of the F's was in Miss Williams' science class, her science, you know, she taught English and science.
Mm-hmm.
It was in her science class. I had her for both, too, and when I went, maybe like that next week or something, or it was a little bit after, maybe been the next couple of days. And I think I was acting up in class or something, and she had to get on me, and she was like, yeah, that's why you couldn't try out for the team right there. You playing? That's like, look, you got an F. I was like, come on.
Hit you where it hurts.
I always hurt, bro. So then another time, I still remember, I think it's her name. What's her name? Regina Arshia. Shout out, man. That's one of my classmates. She's funny and goofy. But as she was messing with me one day in the English class this time. And she was like, I think I had on all black. Like nowadays, I damn near wear all black every day. But it was kind of, if you was a dark skinned nigga, it was like taboo to wear all black, you know?
Yeah. You know, you're already black enough.
You're already black.
I'm gonna tell you that.
Yeah. Hey, so in that particular day, I had on all black. I had black pants, black shirt on. And yeah. Regina, so I can't remember if we was joking on each other or not, but I just remember her saying, boy, you know, you too black to have on all black. Ooh. And Miss Williams started rolling on me. I was like, God damn, she started laughing at me, man. I said, oh man. But now, man, hey, like you say, Miss Williams is who she is, man. And now I fooled Miss Williams.
Hey, that was a good one.
right. That was, hey, I feel like that was one she took home to the husband, be like, boy, you should have heard this girl in my English class today. Yeah, man. But man, what's crazy though is remember Miss Ruby Braxton that I was just telling you about? They coached the seventh grade team.
Mm.
They coached the seventh grade girl basketball team.
While okay. I
was there. Yeah.
That's good.
Yep.
Dang, that's something you don't see too often either. Did they coach the girls?
They coached the girls.
Okay. I thought you meant they coached the boys too.
No. Vianna Hernandez.
Okay.
That's what coached the boys.
Nah, man. Shout out for real. This ain't got nothing to do with nothing, but I just remember this now. I'm making ice cream up in the science class.
Okay. What y'all was doing making ice cream up in there?
I don't know. I don't know what it had to do with science, but it was delicious. Nah, it had something to do with like the edibles and stuff because we used like salt rock to make it. Yeah.
I think what y'all was making the what's the nucleus thing that we normally do?
Oh, the cell?
The cell, yeah, with the nucleus and plasma.
I made plenty of them. I don't know why we had to make cells all the damn time. We never used that shit.
That's the only time that I ever did that. In seventh grade. I think that was the only time I ever had to do
it. Model or something.
Huh?
Only time you did like a model or a project?
Yeah, the actual model, yeah.
Yeah.
Like at home, I get the with the little ball styrofoam and all that.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, I swear I remember making like three or four of them things throughout my time in school, bro. And I'm just like,
but you might have in Texas though, but in Louisiana, I only made that one in seventh grade. That was it.
Maybe that's what it
was. Yeah.
Because I switched the curriculums and stuff. But damn.
Right.
But yeah, man. Miss Wynn is definitely a good example. We got a lot of women in politics that we can point to as well. The vice president. Man, shout out to, I don't know why I'm wanting to call her Condoleezza Rice right now. damn, what's her name, G? The vice president right now. She's
what's her name? Kamala Harris.
Shout out to Big Kamala.
Yeah, Kamala.
She do her thing. Being the first vice president, African American lady. Putting on for the Sorors too. I think she got AKA. We got Venus and Serena. They've been with a top tier example of just women carrying themselves in a good light and just excelling at whatever they want to do and dominating.
Yeah. Oprah, you know.
Oprah. Crazy. Talking about just being successful, a businesswoman.
Yeah. Being a businesswoman.
Inspiring people in general.
Yeah. Harriet Tubman, you know, cuz you gotta give her respect.
Big Tubman, if you know.
You gotta give her respect now. You know, it wasn't the man that led us to freedom.
Now was them Tubman twenties? Was them real?
I have no idea, bro.
Cause
I hadn't seen any.
I never saw one that had been fake.
I hadn't seen any. But now, bro, shout out to all the black women that's paving the way for the next black woman that's not hating, that's not you know, trying to keep other women down or you know degrading other women, that's, you know, those ones that's really out here trying to help bring the next, you know, sister up, man, and don't care if they surpass, you know, where they are. I mean, I think that's how it's supposed to be. If I've been spearheading something and been doing something at a high level, and I have a protege or somebody that's learning from me, I should want them to surpass where I was or where I got, you know, my peak. I should want them to surpass that, you know.
At the same time, you were part of that.
Exactly. I think that's a big shout out to myself. Like, not to make it about myself, but I think one can take great gratitude from knowing, like, man, look where this person at. Right. I helped this person get to a certain point and they took off. Cause you can only help them get to a certain point, you know. Right. And when they take off, it's like, man, anybody should be happy to see that. You know,
that's like if somebody grows to be like the greatest that of all time in some, and it's like, man, you know, I had them under my tutelage at one point.
Exactly.
That's a great feeling.
Like the guys that do the football 7-on-7 camps with the high schoolers, like Cam and, you know, LeBron. I think LeBron has a camp every year or was having. Right. Bro, a lot of these stars that's in the league came through their camps.
LeBron got kid pictures with like half the league right now. Yeah, bro.
bro, I know that got to be crazy to see them. Like, man, these boys running the league right now, you know? So I think it's a, like I said, I think that's a, first of all, it's a big accomplishment to say that, hey, man, I helped. I was one of the people that helped him get there, yep. You know, and that's not taking credit. That's just facts. You know, you still give them their props, or, you know, where you're giving them their props from where they're at. But then also, you know, where they started at, you know, where they came from, you know? So I think that's really a big up to yourself. You shouldn't take that as, you know, negative or
right,
you know.
I see that a lot, man, and I want to give a shout out to the women that is doing that, that's reaching back or being like a big sister. You know, I don't want to say like men don't do it, but I know I've seen it a lot as far as women go, as far as just like that kind of guidance of telling a young girl what to do and how to move in certain situations.
Yeah.
Or at least at the bare minimum, keeping them focused and being like, hey,
yeah,
make sure you're focusing on your school or whatever so you can get this degree, right, and get that job, blah, say, blah.
Right.
Definitely a category that unfortunately is a little too high, but we also want to acknowledge because, again, tough. The single black women that are mothers, man, y'all gets uber shout out.
I give a shout out to the ones that's doing what they're supposed to be doing. Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah.
That's what we
the
mean.
The ones that's holding it down, you know, the ones that, you know, regardless of who the kid dad is, like who he is to the kid or who, you know, who he is to you, still, you know, it's no need to talk down on the man for, and I'm just saying in general, you know what I'm saying? There's no need to talk down on the man to the kid or bash him or, you know, yeah. You know, my thing is the kid will see when they grow up who's there, you know, and I think the door should always be open for, you know, the man to come and be in his kid's life, you know, right. But for the, yeah, for sure, for those, you know, those single moms, I know a lot of, you know, my mom was one. I know a lot of them. So
same.
Sure, the ones that's holding it down, and raising the kid to the best of their abilities.
Yeah,
shout out to them for sure.
And when we say single, because I feel like this gets misconstrued, we not talking about your marital status. Because I feel they be feeling like just because they ain't got no man, they doing it by themselves. No, if you got a strong co-parenting relationship and you just ain't got no man. Calm down.
It's good. Well, it's single, but you know, you are getting help. So let's not exclude them because it's hard. You know, like I say, I know it's hard. Like I, you know, when I see, you know, my girl, she at home and, you know, I'm at the shop all day and, you know, she having to take care of the baby 24/7. Yeah, she has me here, but it's still hard. Like I see it, you know, she's tired, she cranky some days. It's like, I can only imagine, even if the dad was co-parenting and getting the baby on the weekend, but that's hard as fuck. You know what I'm saying? You there most of the time with the baby as women normally are, that shit's hard, bro. That's not an easy job. So let's not slight them, but it is tougher when the dad is not there at all. Let's not get that wrong.
Yeah.
It is tougher when he's not there at all.
I can dig that. Well, kudos to single parents in general. We shout out to women's for sure. Big ups. Any other examples of strong black women that you got for us, man?
Strong black women, man. I think we didn't hit them all, man. I think we didn't hit the ones, you know, that we know personally. For sure, our parents. I mean, we spoke about that many a time. There's no need to even keep expounding on that. You know, anybody that watched the show and heard us talk about our parents, you know, our moms, you know, they know how we feel about them. But, you know, I definitely wanted to shout out those, you know, those women that, you know, in a way took me in as a son, you know, Yeah, so that's kind of what I wanted to do with this segment, shout those women out. And then, of course, the women that we all know, you know, like we say, the Harriet Tubmans, the Oprah Winfrey's, you know, Serena Williams, you know, Kamala Harris, you know, all of those type women. So, and I'm sure we're missing some.
Honorable mention to you. You know, we're not perfect,
out to all of you, for real.
Yeah, all the CEOs, everybody.
Yeah. The first to do this, first black woman to do this, to do that.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, man. Keep kicking them doors in, so that you know our next black sister can come through them. You know.
That's it. Keep inspiring. Keep leading the way.
Yep.
What you really need to keep doing is, if you're in the Dallas area, make sure you stop in at Redbird Mall. Quit playing. You talking about you don't want to play the shipping fee and da-da-da-da and all these extra.
Pull up.
Go to Redbird Mall. Stop in Real Market. Wow, right there. We on the shelf. Rich Dreams.
Yes, sir. What actually, today, I just dropped the shorts off today. So we have the shorts at the Ramir Market store in Redbird Mall. We have all colors of the shorts there. Like I say, I got to go through all of the shirts, which I'll have that done this week. I don't want to, you know, put any shirts in the store for sure. And, you know, and then have some smut on them or whatever. So once I get that figured out, the shirts will be there. Probably, I'm going to say by the end of the week for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the red joints right there.
Sexy boys, man.
That's the red joints right there. But yeah, sir.
Oh, that's me right there. I'm gonna get that off.
Lord Jesus Christ.
But yeah, man. Shout out to Red Bird. Make sure y'all stop it in.
Shout out. Yeah.
Speaking of shout outs, I'm gonna get into this black business shout out. We're gonna shout out my girl Zia Locks. That's right, Zia Locks. Young lady out here in these streets that's probably been getting inspired by some of you other business and entrepreneurs type things. So again, strong black women inspiring strong black women. She's trying to get her lock business started. There's a couple of examples of what she's been doing. Hair and texture care and all that good stuff. That's a real good one right here though. That's fine.
I look good, man.
So, yeah. So help out. If you want some lock tips, this is Louisiana area or anything, make sure you tap in with Zia Locks.
Where in Louisiana?
I don't think she has like a shop or anything. This is just like
what city? Area. What city is she in?
Oh, we down there in Houma, man.
Houma, okay. Houma area. Yeah.
Houma area.
Okay.
Big shout out.
Well, this is her IG, so yeah. Houma area. Tap in.
That's it. All right. Let's see here. We already went over the spring drops, but just to let y'all know, the new tees on the back, it's Know Yourself. So I thought that was a pretty cool thing that you put in, man.
Uh-huh.
What was the inspiration behind that one?
I think that can hit with everybody, anybody to a degree.
Yeah.
You know, as we get older and, you know, mature and, you know, learn different things and, you know, you're exposed to different things in life. I think that's the most important, to really know who you are to your core. You can be this, be that, you know, your personality is your personality when you conversing with somebody or, you know, whatever it is, just having casual conversation. But at the end of the day, I think that's very important to know yourself, know who you are at your core. You know, in this world, bro, like, it's so easy to get lost in the sauce, like, as they say, for real, you know.
Because there's so many
around it, man.
Yeah, it's so many different things pulling at you and telling you what it is and what you should be doing and all
that. What look good, what's fly, what's this, what's that, how you should be moving.
Right.
And you move what feel, move how it feels to you. Like if it feel right to move that way, if you think that's the best way to move, if you, you know, go with your good feeling, not what you see out here or see somebody doing or see online, you know.
Stay true to your own values and morals.
Stay true to that. Yep. Stay true to
it. It's a cliche statement, but stand for something or fall for anything. So
no doubt.
Really taking the time to get in tune with what you know and your heart is important to you and what you feel like is going to guide you to be the best version of yourself.
No doubt.
Man, my boy, you getting deep with it, man. Start calling philosophical dreams, man.
Okay. Yeah, man. That sounds good.
You like that?
That'll make a good slogan, man. Shit, why you playing? Why you playing?
That's what I'm here for, man. Oh, man. So as you was telling me earlier.
I wish we can play it, but we can't play it.
I know, copyright. But, yeah, looks like since we've last chit-chatted, there has been a clear winner to this K-Dot and Drake fiasco.
Yeah,
I don't think a regular song or otherwise that Drake has dropped anything since They Not Like Us has come out, have they?
No, I think anybody's dropped since then.
Yeah,
neither has dropped another record since then. Yeah. I think it's cool now.
Yeah,
I mean at this point, if either one drops something else, it'll be overkill. You know, it ought to be just like too much. Like if
I think Drake did the response, but I don't know if it was to They Not Like Us. I think it might have been to Meet the Grounds, was it? Where he was just like at the end, he was like, "Oh man, you know, if this is what I had to do to really make you rap or whatever, got
the heart. The heart.
Heart part six heart part or seven six, or eight. The or heart part six.
Yeah, that came after Meet the Grounds. No, that came. Actually, that came after Not Like Us.
They did. Okay, that's what I spoke
about. Because spoke about, he's like, yeah, you had to drop the West Coast joint after. Yeah. So that Drake actually got the last laugh, but it didn't hit as hard, bro. That's all, man.
You know what it was, bro? I feel like K-Dot just was really smart at saving the banger for last.
It's funny, bro, that you say that, because I was talking to one of my partners, man. Well, I commented on his status earlier today. Shout out my boy Terrell, man, from the crib. He was saying, I think you know him too, Terrell Williams.
I probably know his face. I don't know the name.
I'm sure you got him on Facebook. But yeah, man, he was kind of like, and which I don't think he's biased to either artist. I think he's a fan of both. I could be mistaken.
It's hard not to be biased.
No, but honestly, bro, if think about it, if Drake is not your favorite artist and if K-Dot is not your favorite artist, that's me. Yeah. Neither of them are my favorite artists. To be honest, I listen to more Drake than K-Dot.
Okay.
So he was kind of like, you know, he finally
I just looked at him. I know what Terrell is now.
Yeah, to paraphrase, he was basically like, man, what's up with the, you know, basically the K-Dot fan saying, oh, Kendrick got this hit, so he better than Drake, or you know what I'm saying? When in the past they never really fixated on numbers and who got more hits.
Yeah.
So I find that I was like, well, yeah, that's, you know, I think that's kind of what a lot of the fans that are saying that Kendrick won, I think they're saying like, here's proof. But I get what he's saying, but I think if we just keeping it strictly to the beef, I think that is proof. I think that's proof. If we strictly keeping it to the beef, how can Drake have won this beef and K-Dot has a number one song that he was beefing with, you know, that he was directly going at Drake on? So how can Drake have won? Now, who better? It's all subjective.
Yeah.
Who you like more. That's who you like more. Like I say, this ain't going to stop me from listening to either one of them boys.
Right.
It was entertaining. It was an entertaining week and a half, 2 weeks.
What a time, boy. What a guy.
It's going to go down in history. You know what I'm saying? These are two of the best that's been doing it the last 10, 12 years. Yeah. They went at it. You know, so. Bro,
it was crazy because, like,
yeah.
It was like a world. I ain't going to say world, but it was definitely nationwide because
yeah.
I went to the whole opposite car. I was on the West Coast. I was in Vegas for a weekend. And, boy, it was like you was catching random people on the street. Oh man, he just dropped another one type thing. And it's like, oh shit.
Hey man, made boys choose sides, man. It was making them choose sides, bro. And it's like, but it, honestly, it was cool because it was all lighthearted. It wasn't, you know, I'm even these guys.
Yeah. Huh? I'm gonna kill you or murder you quick type.
It was all lighthearted.
Yeah.
But like I say, it's hard now. If it's one thing if people are saying, "Hey, you see Kendrick won this beef, or he got a number one record that came out of the beef, so he's better than Drake." I'm not saying that because Drake has more hits than Michael Jackson, which makes him number one with hits.
Yeah.
So I can't say that, but at the same time. How can he have a number one record that he was going at Drake on and not have won the beef? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, you can't tell me that that Drake won the beef and Kendrick got a number one record.
And this is one of those things where it's like, it pains me because I am biased.
I know you like Drake more.
I ain't gonna say a stan. But
you defended him.
I'm a Lil Wayne stan. I ain't no Drake stan. I'm a Lil Wayne stan.
But you defended him. You defended him. You tried to defend him now.
All I said was we didn't know that a lot of the stuff K-Dot was saying was fact. And a lot of stuff Drake was saying, you could prove that it was fact.
What could you have proven?
About him giving him his first shot on tour, about him giving him his first number one hit, stuff like that.
I don't think he was talking about Kendrick on that one. I think he was talking about Future. Because you remember that song, he was going at a lot of people. I don't think he was talking about Kendrick on that one. What?
Well, in any case, what was stuff about him being little. I mean, that stuff, that's real. Not saying it was the hardest stuff.
Okay. But to that point, I'll say, how do we know that old boy got Kendrick's girl pregnant? How do we know that top?
I'm not including. You know what I'm saying? But name later anyway. But I'm not even including. When I was defending him, that's what I was on.
Okay.
Because I was just going. Because we didn't really discuss it too much past the first couple songs. That's when we were really in debate about it.
He said that on those songs, though. He said that about Top beating him out of his money, pretty much extorting him.
On the push up.
And push ups.
But I feel like that's at least something you could look up and be like, okay.
Where the paperwork at?
All
right. I'm just saying.
It just seemed like he crossed the line with the pedophile thing, bro.
You defended.
That's a big accusation.
Which
you
one?
Getting extorted, that's one thing. But being a pedophile, you trying to really ruin the man's whole good name.
Okay, you right, and we don't know if that's true or not. But I mean, you saying that this nigga kid ain't his and she got pregnant by the bodyguard, is that not? That might hit Kendrick a different way.
Yeah.
That might make Kendrick feel exactly how Drake feels about the pedophile stuff.
The rules of free speech is you can say what you want, but you cannot control how people react.
And you know what? I'm going to tell you something, man. Every time I talk to a Drake fan about this, they always say, man, well, Kendrick is going around lying. And I'm like, bro, that's always been a part of rap beef. You think when Jay-Z was talking about Nas and Nas was talking about Jay-Z, they were telling complete truths? No! It's always been a part of beef. You want to lie to make just disrespect the other person that much worse, to make him seem like he's weak, to make him seem like anything negative. You might embellish. You may embellish some stuff. Some stuff you may tell is, you may say it's true, but there's always been embellishment in rap beats, man. Nobody's told 100% truth on these rap beef songs. Come on, man.
I say all that to say if I give a thought out. I do feel like Kendrick won the beef. I can't even care. The reason I feel like I was fighting so hard is because people be saying like Drake lost to Meek Mill and Drake lost to Pusha T, and I'm just like,
he didn't lose. How could he lose to Meek? He had a number one record. Back to back was like number one.
That's what I'm saying, bro. People get so out of their body.
I've never heard anybody say he lost to Meek for sure. Now, Pusha, I can understand. Of course, we don't care about Pusha, so nobody's worried about him, what he's saying.
Secret though, I ain't gonna lie. I started listening to a little Push after that. Push be dropping little bangers.
Hey, but that's what I'm saying though, bro. That's why this was the perfect matchup. Yeah. Because both of them, they are two of the top three, top four. You put Cole and Future up there. Don't forget Future. Yeah. You put Cole and Future up there. Most impactful, probably biggest selling of the last 10 plus years.
Yeah.
Cole for sure, but I think a lot of people forget Future. I think it was a good matchup, like I say, with Pusha. That what was the name of the song where he exposed his kid? The story of Adonis.
Bro,
just imagine had Kendrick did that with this beef. Let's say his son had never been exposed until now, and Kendrick done it.
Yeah.
You know how crazy that would have been?
He tried to do that with the whole daughter thing.
Yeah, but they actually went and found proof of this son, and it's like, bro, think about how crazy it would have hit harder. Kendrick doing it versus
if they would have came back with their daughter being real,
that would have been crazy. That's what I'm saying. So it would have been equivalent to that.
Yeah.
And like I say, people.
Now, I think it would have been even harder because now you got caught twice.
Twice. Yeah, people just not checking for Pusha like that. So nobody really cares what Pusha says, to be honest. Like the masses. Of course, he has his core fan base, but the masses don't really care about what Pusha says.
Kendrick being on that same similar level of poppingness, and then, you know, basically like Drake in that he's a generational type of artist, definitely held a lot more weight and made it what it was.
Yes. I think most people, if you listen to both artists, most people know that Kendrick is a better lyricist, and I think they respect him in that right. True. So yeah, much more worthy opponent, the worthiest opponent that Drake will probably ever have.
Yeah, I can dig that. Yeah, at the end of the day, though, still, you know, everybody, that's what really made me mad, though. It's just like, well, first of all, let me tell you this. Uh-huh. You goofy people that was literally getting into real arguments, two other people being in a beef, y'all need help.
That's getting mad and all of that. Like
people start beefing each other, starting to beef each other. I'm like, wait a minute.
Over two other niggas, huh?
That do not know y'all. Let's rein it back in, guys.
It ain't that serious, bro. It's not that serious.
Because neither one of them coming to give you a contract, I promise you.
Hey, but at that point, they just showing each other how they really feel about each other. If two other niggas argue, maybe y'all mad at each other and all of that. That's showing them how they feel.
Right. You were looking for an excuse to come at them.
That's it. Yeah,
I knew this nigga that I didn't like was gonna have his take on me.
Because I had a homie, one of my clients, and we was going back and forth about it a little bit, but it's all lighthearted. We laugh and we joking about it.
Yeah,
it's never a thing where we like fuck you, bro. Like what the like you a bitch ass nigga anyway because you did this and X and O X Y and Z and it's like whoa wait a minute it ain't gotta go there. God, relax.
Man. That's hilarious to me though. But for sure. Yeah, man. Shout out to them keeping the spirit of hip hop alive with the beefs. Mm-hmm. And like you said, not making it. Hold on, man. Not Joyce Mack on the show.
Yes.
Joyce Mack, say what's up to the people.
Hey y'all, how are you?
Yeah, if y'all didn't know, this is our resident Rich Dreams apparel model. Resident content creator of Rich Dreams Media. This is the Joyce Mack on the show. Our resident Valentine's Day resident as well.
Yes. Hi, everyone. Hope everyone's so blessed. I'm so happy to be here.
We is. And we on the time docket, too. So what's going on? You good? What you need?
I was trying to ask, what is the name? I don't know if you can put this online. You might want to take me off speaker.
I'm gonna call you back in.
Okay.
All right. You probably talking about drugs or something or another. Who knows? But yeah, man. That was good little rap wars right there. Man. Y'all stay informed, man. Y'all know that boy G on Twitch, don't you?
Yeah, I'm on Twitch.
You like to play them games. And of course, shout out to our resident guest, another resident guest, DJ Code Red. Make sure you follow G, Young Phase One, and our boy DJ Code Red on Twitch, man.
He on that way more than I am. Shit, I'm on everyone.
Really, I'm on that thing too. He live
like every day. Uh huh.
So get at the boy, man. Speaking of going live, these playoffs been going live, bro.
They've been pretty good, man.
And hey, you out there?
The Western. I would say the Western Conference, but
more so.
I like the series with the Knicks and the Pacers. It's okay, but
hey, it's bringing back some of the old school nostalgia.
Donovan Mitchell out.
Uh oh.
What is he doing? What happened to him last game?
You done heard this one?
I don't know. I'm watching the game. He ain't out there.
Dang. You know my boy LeBron out there courtside.
Oh, he over there? He out there?
Yeah, he there.
Really?
Yeah, they ain't showed him. Him and the wife, he out there, man.
Really?
Enjoying the vacation.
Uh-oh. Hey,
you know how shit be moving.
Uh-oh.
You know.
That might be something else right there, man.
You know, it's never.
Oh, that contract never, up. That contract
it's never
up.
Quite what it seems, you know?
That contract up now.
Hey, but nah, man. shoot, Cavs, what? Yeah, Cavs 2-1 in that series versus Boston. Right now.
Yeah,
fighting for their little lives. I ain't gonna lie, I didn't really have them winning one. I thought they might get swept. So
I could see them winning one. I don't see them. I see them the nice, legitimate sweep.
Yeah, nice, especially with the loss to Jared Allen.
Yeah, he's still not. Tough. And I don't know if he'll be back anytime soon. So, and especially if Donovan's out, no chance.
Just that goodbye.
No chance for sure.
Hopefully he's not though. How was traffic the other day when the Mavs was playing, man? What that was Saturday? Went too bad.
Nah.
Okay, but man, that's been a pretty good series itself as well. I ain't gonna lie. I'm seeing more from Dallas than I thought I would. I knew it would be a good series, but I thought them young guys would kind of have their number a little bit. But it's looking pretty even from what I can see. Even though Dallas is up one right now, 2-1, or depending on how the series looks when y'all seeing this. But what was your thoughts on it, man? Do you think it's going how you kind of saw it, or
the Dallas series?
Yeah, Dallas and the Thunder.
It's, what is it, 2-1 right now? Okay. I honestly picked Dallas. I picked Dallas to win. We just did them last week. Yeah. I picked Dallas to win the series. Like I said, I just think the Thunder, they're pretty young right now. Now, they have a chance to tie up the series tonight, a little later tonight. Mm-hmm. If they can do that, I think they have a good chance. At that point, it's the best out of three. Two out of three. And two of those games they have at home. So, but I'm still sticking with the Dallas pick. But I don't know, man. I just think Dallas, they got the veteran presence on their side. I like what PJ Washington doing. He repeated what he did game 2 and game 3. He repeated it. Mm-hmm. You know, Luka and Kyrie, they're gonna do them. I think Luka a little bit hurt with the knee. I think Kyrie got it. I think Kyrie will have a big game tonight. Really? Because he really hadn't exploded yet on the Thunder.
True.
So
I think that was whichever game they won the first one. He had a definitely decent game. He was shooting some good three-pointers, but definitely would be cool to see him go off for like 40 or so.
Yeah, you know, he got it in him too. So
yeah,
I can see him going out. The game's gonna come where he go out for 35-40. It's gonna come. So
yeah, and Timmy back in the lineup too. Tim Hardaway. So
yeah,
they got him back in there. So
that could be pivotal
as well.
Yeah, so I'm still taking the Mavs. And with Denver Timberwolves, Denver and Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I was not one that was on some, oh, Denver getting swept.
Man.
I said,
I had people talking to me like that.
They gotta win game 3, bro. Now, I might have said something like it's looking like a sweep, but I always said it. Well, after game 2, I was like, they gotta win game 3.
Yeah,
they gotta win game 3. Then when they won game 3, I was like, you still gotta win game 4, you still gotta win that. So now that their series tied 2-2. Best two out of three with two games being in Denver, I think they up their chances. I picked Denver, so I'm gonna ride with Denver. But that's not to say that Minnesota can't win. They've shown that they can win in Denver.
Yeah,
they've shown that. I think Denver. I mean,
every win has been on the other person's floor so far. So far,
yep. So far, I see LeBron and them down there. But Savannah got a mink hood on. God damn.
Come on, man.
And it's on.
Come on, man.
Hey, man, that's what money do to you, boy.
That's hard.
It is Cleveland, so it might not be, you know, it might not be too warm out in Cleveland. But anyway.
Yeah.
Right. Anyways, got a little sidetracked there, but
you'll see the beats every day,
huh? right. I'll see them every day, but Minnesota, we know what Ant gonna give us, right? We know Ant gonna give us 30 to 40 most nights in the playoffs right now. That's how he's playing, that's what we're accustomed to seeing from him in the playoffs. What Cat gonna give you? Can you tell me, you tell me, you know what he's going to give you every night?
No, and that was my whole thing when people was telling, Matter of fact, I ain't gonna say people. One homeboy in general was telling me, "Oh yeah, it's over for Denver." This before the series even started, because who gonna go in? And I was thinking, okay, that's a good point, but it's about the others. Because all I'm thinking about is, yeah, they got two bigs, but Gobert is a non-scoring threat, and Cat is a
can't
hold
ball, Joker.
Bro.
And Cat is a hard Joker.
Yeah.
He can't guard him.
Kate be goofy sometimes, bro. Like, not like he can't play. He can definitely play, but he just be goofy.
Bonehead plays.
He got into like super foul trouble last game.
That's all the time. He commits some of the worst fouls.
Yeah.
I seen one foul he committed last night or yesterday where he fouled Joker at the half court line. It's stuff like that. It's stuff like him trying to go up over two bigs and a long ass, a tall, small forward. Yeah. I seen him do that. Of course, you're gonna get blocked. Yeah. So you got Michael Porter Jr., you got Jokic, and you got Gordon down there. You're not making that. So I think his shot selection at times is pretty bad. And I think he commits horrible fouls.
Yeah. I seen him get an offensive foul last game, coming through the lane,
dip the shoulder,
to do a step through move.
And probably complained about him calling him, huh?
Come on, man.
Hey, that's how.
Everybody, when they get the foul, what?
And listen, that's everybody. Yeah. Nobody's going to be like, "You're right. I did that. I earned that foul. You rarely see that. You know, you might see it every once in a while when they do, they raise their hand. And it's normally
Time you see that is if it's a role player trying to protect a star.
Protect the star.
Shit, yeah.
Hey, that's all. But I, like I said again, bro, with Cat, Rudy, if you can get 12, 13 rebounds, couple of blocks from Rudy, I think that's a good night. If you can get 12 to 15 from Reed off the bench, that's a good night. Conley give you 10 to 12. Ain't going to give you what he give you. The key for Minnesota to go far, to go to, or, you know, at least get to the next round, Cat got to give you 22 to 25 a night, 10-plus rebounds a night. He got to give you that, bro. And he got to stay out of foul trouble while doing it. He got to take better shots. That's why Minnesota, if anybody ever wanted to know why Minnesota never went anywhere, but they got this dude that's a stud, that will say he's a stud. We're seeing it right now. We're seeing why Minnesota never went anywhere with Cat being the best player on the team.
Right. I will say there is, I feel like, two X factors.
Okay.
And that's for the Timberwolves.
Okay.
It's the guy Nasir, I think his name is. I'm trying to look here.
Nas Reed. That's what I said. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sixth man of the year.
Yeah. Nas Reed, if he can have like a breakout crazy game. And then who was the other guy? McDaniels.
He's a defensive guy.
He got a crazy little mid-range game.
I get it, but you still gonna need Cat at the end of the day, because you can say the same about Denver. If you have, you know, you most nights you're gonna have Jokic, you're gonna have Murray.
True.
If Michael Porter, he go off for 20,
yeah,
and then you have Aaron Gordon go off for 20. Okay, then what if what's his name? KCP give you 15 that night.
Michael Porter, you probably was saying.
No. KCP.
Oh, yeah.
Caldwell Pope. Caldwell Pope. That's what
Caldwell Pope.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying. So you can say that, but you know who they need to be on point every night?
What's that?
They need Yoke and they need Murray on point every night.
You're right.
They need that every night. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, man. Definitely going to be interesting to see how the rest of the playoffs unfold, though. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for that. Hey, y'all checking that YouTube TV, man? Or YouTube? Rich Dreams TV? Y'all checking that?
He said that YouTube TV.
Nah, man, make sure you tap it in with us, man, on YouTube. That way you can get a direct link. Catch up with all the new episodes, new clips, and things of that nature.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get into this movie of the week. Big classic right here we got for the movie of the week.
Is it? Is it?
Yes, sir. Movie of the week for this week. Maggie and Hanging. Maggie Hanging. The Wood, man.
Hey, man, for a while, this was like my favorite movie. For a while, this was my favorite movie.
This was one of the ones I had on VHS.
Yes.
That would just be on loop sometimes. You know, you just put it on just because. Yeah. You ain't really even watching it, but it's on.
Yeah, put it on and go to sleep too. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Classic movie right here. That's Tay Diggs.
Tay Diggs, Omar Epps, and I don't know what's old boy name. Richard T. Jones.
Another bald black guy. I don't know why I'm trying to call him more.
Richard T. Jones, is that his name? But Tay Diggs in the movie, though.
Yeah,
Tay Diggs
yeah.
is in there. But I think the other one is the taller one. Is
Richard T. Jones.
Richard T. Jones. Yeah.
Look at right.
Yeah.
Got a guy that played the asshole husband on Why Did I Get Married?
Mike. He played Mike on that one. We got to do that one, too. That was crazy.
Oh, that's a good
one. That's crazy.
That's good.
But now, man, break it down for me. Break it down for me.
Oh, man. You know, so, basically encompasses the life of three teenage young black dudes that meet in high school. One
real
of them.
Real quick.
Yeah.
She got the Frank Lucas mink hat on. I'm sorry. And it may not even be mink. You know, I don't know. It's fur.
The hood.
I thought it was a hood at first because it's so big at the back, but it's an actual hat. It's a hat. Yeah, probably 40, 50,000, man, just for the hat, man.
Slight work.
Pocket change.
You know. Just because it's Tuesday, baby.
Lord, if you ever let me get that type of money, I'd do right. I'd do right with it. I swear to God, I would.
You know you lie, and that's why you ain't got it yet.
Nope. I would. I would donate back to people that need it. You know, I'm going to make sure I take care of all of my folks. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to make sure the people, my family, people that's coming behind me, my kids, and all of them gonna be taken care of. I promise you. You give me some of that type of money.
That's all you need, huh? Just hey, break the boy off $100 million, and hey, everything will be copacetic.
Trust me, it's gonna stay in the family, man.
It's funny how that works, huh?
Yeah, man, I ain't gonna blow it. I promise you, I ain't gonna blow it.
With the loss, and I gave you a rich dream. Take it from there.
Well, that's the dream. granted to me.
You got to pay for that works. You know that what they say.
There you go.
So they meet in high school. One of the kids, the main character Mike, actually comes over from South Carolina.
North Carolina.
So he's coming out there to Compton.
Inglewood,
that's how they get the name, The Wood.
Mm-hmm, The Wood.
Mm-hmm. And it's basically a culture shock to the fullest. You basically talking about coming from Bumble Truck, wherever, to the city.
The country to the city.
Sort of we can relate to coming from Natchitoches to being in these cities, being in Dallas. But yeah, man, just showing him just how things kind of operate, how to move on the streets, gets into a fist fight, looks like for the first time for sure. has a crazy high school experience, meeting with the guys and them making pets and trying to get girls, and shows them going to prom, and just a crazy night that they had where he gets gets into a robbery at the gas station trying to get some gum, and riding with his proud days older gangbanger brother.
What was Stacy.
Who is initially the one that beats his ass, but actually
is why did he beat his ass?
Well, because of the bet, man.
What bet?
So these guys, that's kind of a staple of their friendship. They do these bets with each other. And of course, being the new guy, he is up there scoping the lay of the land and seeing the final girl over there playing double dutch or whatever. Staring with his mouth drooling, and the homie like, "You like her?" He's like, "Yeah, I think she purdy or whatever." And they like, "Yeah, go ahead and grab it, man. She let you grab it." So they like, "Yeah, man, you grab it. I give you a dollar." He run over there, grab it. First thing, she mix on it. First off, gave him good quick ones. And then, you know, it's all they laughing at him over to the side. Your friend's gonna get you killed out here. And then she say, "Oh, and I'm gonna tell my brother too." That's when things kind of get serious, because little does he know, but the friends know, because they take a whole different tone. Because Stacy is like,
"Hey, look, man, why y'all ain't tell me?
I didn't think she was gonna get that man.
She was gonna take it there for her. Hey, look, but you know what's called, bro? Them niggas knew for sure she was going to whoop his ass. Bro. She knew for sure. Because right after he left to walk over there, he, you know, he walking like he just, you know what I'm saying? Like he just finna go do some. And they, soon as he turned to go walk away, he finna get his ass whooped. Them niggas laughing and giggling to each other. So it's like,
crazy.
It's like, man, y'all set him up for that. And then when she take it to that next level of telling her brother, now y'all like that nigga say, "Man, y'all," he's like, "Man, y'all got help." Man, nigga Slump say, "What? Nigga, you better run when the bell out, nigga." He say, "Nigga, you better run." To their credit though, after they got out of school and Stacy pulled up, they did say they rolled with him. They was like, You know, man, yeah, bro. Like we ride with him. You know, they wasn't sure, but they was gonna ride anyways. You know, till he said it's my fight, and got him one out first on Stacy. You know, he got him one out first. Then Stacy, boy, talking about started beating his ass. That boy say at first I thought when he said I thought I saw a light into heaven or something like that.
Right, but it was just Stacy's fist.
It was just his fist. Yeah.
Then he just started having fun with him too.
But you know what though? After he stood up to her brother, I think that's what kind of really won him over with her on the cool. I think that's what won him over with her, you know what I'm saying? Because he wasn't on he ain't run right. from it, and he got off, he swung first. And he should have kept swinging. That's the thing. Why'd you stop swinging? Don't give him a chance.
Look, and
come
see what happens.
So and just my my take on the movie. It honestly reminded me of my homies from back home. My boys, my cousin Joy and D. You know, Miss Ruby Braxton's son, you know, that's how it used to be, us three everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So that kind of reminded me of our friendship. Like, I think I would have been Mike for sure, the more level-headed ones, the mediator. And it was kind of always them two going at it about something. Like, they didn't have fights and all of that. You know what I'm saying? I never been in a fight with either one of them. So I think that's kind of for the longest, I kind of look, and I still do look at our friendship how it was back then when we was hanging tough. I look at it like them. But I think it's three guys that been friends forever. And if you look at the present day part of the movie, not just when they go back and think about the old times. And when you look at that part too, it's kind of like they like, damn, bro, like we growing up and, you know, we ain't gonna be able to kick it like this no more. And they kind of wanted to hold on to that scene, like, you know, with Roland having cold feet about getting married and moving.
Right.
I think, you know, Mike, he was kind of, I mean, he wasn't really on that, but for sure, Roland, and I think Slim, I think, did Slim have doubts about him getting married or something like that?
Yeah, I think it
was. No. This what it was. Roland moving away. That's what he was like, bro, put your big boy drawers on, man. Why you moving with this woman or moving where she moving to? You know, so I think they were kind of having a hard time, having to separate, and they had been tight so long, which that's tough, man. You know,
I think it's toxic because she was the breadwinner, I believe.
She was making more money at her job. Hey, man, listen, bro. Hey. You got to go with money at the end of the day.
Right up. You know, I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's a woman, if it's two men, whoever the breadwinner.
Hey, we got to go there. We're gonna take that chance. I'll figure it out once we get there, you know. But, and like I say again, it was them two always into it about something. And present day, when they were adults, it was them two into it about him moving, you know, with his wife to be, you know, out of state, you know what I'm saying? So, and Mike was kind of the guy like, I mean, that's what he want to do, man. He want to marry this woman, man. That's what he want to do.
Straight up.
You know? So, I thought it was a good movie, man. Funny, you know, it really didn't have any serious parts, but it was a comedy. But to me, it reflected on my friendship I had with my guys back home.
Yeah. Maybe the robbery is probably the most serious part of it.
That was, and then at the same time, that kind of wasn't that serious, but what about when he finally ended up popping Alicia? What about that one? Hey, man. But look how crazy that was, though.
Yeah.
He ended up, and even the robbery. Check out the robbery.
Yeah.
And when they got pulled over, both situations. Now,
that was probably the most serious. Yeah.
Think about it, though. They end up getting pulled over, I think, where he had a gun under the seat, right?
Mm-hmm.
They was finna search that car, but they got a call about a store being robbed.
Yep.
It was the store. The car wasn't stolen. No. I think it may have been this. I don't know. I can't tell you. I can't remember that.
Something was bad.
But I know, because he said it was his mom's car, remember?
So it could
have been stolen. He was like, yeah, that's my mom's maiden name, and she was remarried. So that sounded a little fishy for sure. Mm-hmm. But when they got that call, they got a call about a robbery, a store being robbed. That was the store that they had just robbed. You know what I'm saying? And then when he was in there, you know, about to, you know, trying to pop Alicia, condom break. She say, nah, you're not going raw, nigga. My brother got something in the room. Go check in his room. He go in there, pull one out. Stacy and them come in. Him and this old lady, they get into it. Yep. He get under the bed. She look in his drawer. Trust me, I know women do this. She sees one rubber's missing. Yep. They get into it. She dip out. He go chase him. He the one that got the rubber.
He really got to set it up for himself.
That he finna go use on your little sister now that you're gone. You know what I'm saying? So,
damn, man.
So with that, it's like, dang, bro. Like, with those situations were crazy. Like, because what Stacy and them had just done got him out of, you know, the situation with them being pulled over. And what Mike had done got him from up under Stacy's bed.
Straight up.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, man.
It's a good movie. Good watch, man.
Fire. Man, you definitely go check that out if you hadn't seen it. Good for some good laughs, good classic film. Definitely if you want something lighthearted in these days where it just seems like everything's going to shit.
Right.
But, yeah, man, other than that, we appreciate y'all for tuning in to yet another episode of The Rich Dream Show. Make sure y'all stay tapped in with us. Make sure you follow us on the socials. Make sure you go into the Etsy shop supporting the brand. And make sure you knowing yourself and not Stop chasing your dreams or they'll become your nightmares. It's the Rich Dream Show. Deuces, don't sleep, baby.